This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Solomon from Seattle is. Solomon, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Solomon. Were you by chance listening to the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 5:40?
No, I got off work too early, so I was at home before 5:40.
That's totally fine. You don't need any excuses for being a man of integrity.
And I am your host, Taryn. Yeah. It's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Solomon has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What does the P in ESPN stand for? What's that?
I'm not sure.
Okay, let's pass. A parliament is the term for a group of what winged animal?
Say that again, repeat that?
A parliament is a term for a group of what winged animal?
Oh, I'm not sure on that one either. That's a tough one.
All right, let's pass. What venue is home to the Seattle Symphony?
Oh, good gosh. Baby Royal Hall?
Yes. What is the least populated state in the United States?
That would be South Dakota?
What's that? No, not South Dakota.
Wyoming?
Yes, Wyoming. Which field of mathematics is concerned with sines, cosines, and tangents?
That's trigonometry.
Correct. How many state flags feature an eagle?
7.
No.
8.
No.
9.
Yes, 9. Solomon, you got 4 correct.
Oh, man.
You know what? I'm just going to say it. That cheat sheet would have been very helpful. And even if you're already home from work, you can fire up that Odyssey app and listen at 5:40.
Yep.
All right, Steve.
Yeah.
He's back in the studio. Are you ready?
Yes!
What does the P in ESPN stand for?
Programming.
Correct. A parliament is the term for a group of what winged animal?
Parliament crows?
No.
Pigeons?
No.
Peacocks.
No. What venue is home to the Seattle Symphony?
Benaroya Hall.
Correct.
Awesome venue.
What is the least populated state in the U.S.?
That would be Wyoming.
That is correct. Which field of mathematics is concerned with sines, cosines, and tangents?
I think I know this one. Is it trigonometry?
You are correct, Steve.
Let's freaking go.
How many state flags feature an eagle?
Three.
No.
One.
No.
Two.
No.
Damn it.
Which country won the FIFA World Cup in 2018?
United States of America.
No.
Mexico.
No.
Brazil.
No. What long-running late-night comedy show introduced Wayne's World?
Oh, Saturday Night Live.
Correct. What rock band had the albums Hemispheres and Moving Pictures?
Oh, is that Rush?
It is. Who painted The Last Supper?
Jesus.
No.
Yes. Bob Ross.
Steve, you got six correct, which is a win.
All right.
6-4. Sorry, Solomon.
It's all right. You guys have a good day.
You too.
Oh, he sounded so sad.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Big win.
A parliament is the term for who?
Owls.
Yes. The number of state flags with an eagle, and Solomon did get this right, 9.
9?
The country that won the FIFA World Cup in 2018 was...
Danny, do you
notice?
I don't think I do.
France.
Oh, yeah, France.
Yeah.
And The Last Supper was painted by Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, okay.
And with a little help from Jesus, I'm sure.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.